Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
What did Steve Bannon feel? The mooch got pooched. How about that, huh? 10 days. Look, I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled by the way this White House is being run. I'm hoping that General Kelly is just what the doctor ordered, because it is not good. It's not. It's an embarrassment. It started with Flynn, and it has continued over and over again that we see that there is far more chaos than leads us to believe, and it's not good. I'm sorry. You could sit here and I'll get the phone calls and I'll get the hate mail and I'll get all that stuff. And it's a joke. It's a joke. Well, maybe the mooch. This is what I get. This is what I get from the people who defend at all costs. Well, you know what? The mooch was just brought in to get rid of Priebus and Sean Spicer. Well, why? Well, because they were really, you know, they weren't really supposed to be there. Look, no. The head dude should get rid of those guys. Management starts at the top. And I'm sorry. This is just poor. This is poor. This guy was the White House communications director for 10 days. 10 days. 10 days. A day before I went on my little vacay and a day and a half after I got back, and then he was gone. Horrible. 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 And by the way, I think so far, Kelly, which everybody is saying is the reason that the mooch is gone, had a lot to do with it. And I'm hoping that John Kelly is going to go in there as the, you know, chief of the White House and just run that thing like it should be run. Because it is, I don't think anybody in there respects a lot of the stuff that's going on. Everybody's got their own little fights and battles they're trying to win. It is a joke. It really, really is.
He didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession. But General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House. And all staff will report to him.
All staff's going to report to him. And I think that's a good thing, because he seems to be the adult in the room right now. Sorry, this is a joke. This is a joke. This is an absolute, and people, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to, you know, I had two super Trump supporters today who text me, because this happened right as we were finishing my Sacramento show, who text me and who are absolutely diehards for Trump. And they were embarrassed by this. They were embarrassed by the entire thing and what he did in the New Yorker and the things he said. And don't think for a second that Bannon didn't have something to do with this either. But I think Kelly now is where Bannon and Trump will have one of those things where they'll talk to each other. They'll discuss things. Bannon's going to do his own thing with Trump. Whatever is what it is. Everybody else needs to report to Kelly. This doesn't mean anything for you or I. Or again, our lives don't change. We don't get to take the rest of the day off, any of that stuff. It just goes to show you, though, it's about poor management. And I'm sorry, but the management right now is extremely, extremely poor. Oh, my God.
He does not have a role at this time in the Trump administration. And we put out a statement earlier announcing that. And I don't have much else to add beyond it.
Yeah, not much else to add. What is there to add? The guy said some horrible things about people that he was potentially working with or continuing to work with. And guess what? He was more than rough around the edges, and it was a bad situation that got worse, and now he's gone. But it has been a memorable 10 days. And even before that, the Mooch had said several things. Let's look back in fondness over the wonders that was Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci.
I've interviewed most of the assistants to the president. I have a very, very good idea of who the leakers are, who the senior leakers are in the White House. But the White House leaks are small potatoes relative to Syria or North Korea or leaking things about Iraq. Those are the types of leaks that are so treasonous that 150 years ago, people would have actually been hung for those types of leaks. As you know from the Italian expression, the fish stinks from the head down. But I can tell you two fish that don't stink, and that's me and the president. You want to talk about the chief of staff? We have had odds. We have had differences. Some brothers are like Cain and Abel. I'm committed, as is the president, to building as clean of a shop as possible. No more dirty pool. No more dishonesty. No more ha-ha-ha to your face and then stab you in the back. Okay, we're New Yorkers. We don't want to run the place like that.
You called Donald Trump a hack.
He's a hack politician.
You're in trouble now.
I'll tell you who he's going to be president of. You can tell Donald I said this. The Queens County Bullies Association. You got to cut it out now and stop all this crazy rhetoric.
The Mooch. Rest in peace, my man. You were fantastic. Such a joke, people. It really is. You know, I want to give the president the benefit of the doubt. I want the president to be successful. I want the president to change some of the culture that it just and the attitudes of politicians that are just horrible and entitled and that just it permeates throughout the entire D.C. I want it to change. Drain the swamp. Do whatever you call it. But the way that you're running it right now, man, and management, we all know this. The better the management, the better your job. Your management is great, makes life a lot easier. When management is poor, it's this. And right now, this is it's a joke. It is. Trump did speak about his new White House chief of staff, Mr. Kelly.
He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as chief of staff.
Spectacular job. We'll see. He's got a tough job. He does. But I think finally cooler heads have prevailed and they have brought him in to do something, which is clean the decks of what's on there that is rotting. And that was Scaramucci. I mean, it was a horrible, that's a horrible hire. I don't care. People say, well, maybe he did it to get rid of. Look, you're the president of the United States. Sorry, Reince, it's not working. Sean, sorry, it's not working. We're going to move on to something else. That's all you got to say. You don't need to bring somebody else in. You don't need to bring somebody else in and kick them out. Sorry, you don't need that. But you hired a guy that it just boggles the mind. It does. It boggles the mind that you hired a guy who is a typical, obnoxious, East Coaster New Yorker, rough around the edges, in your face, zero filter. And that includes even the people that he's working with, as if to say, I'm some sort of badass. Look at me go. I mean, you knew it would be fun. I thought maybe we'd get a couple months out of him. I didn't think we were going to get 10 days. But that's management. That's the way I look at that. That is management. It's just, you know, and I look at Kelly and I'm like, I don't know what this guy's going to do. Man, he got a lot to do, but I don't know where do you start? Scaramucci was good, but you know what? At some point in time, do you just let Sarah Huckabee do her thing? You don't worry about a lot of the other crap. You get a bunch of people around her that you think are good and fresh faces. give them the opportunity to do some stuff, run the ship tight, run it lean. That way you can control a lot more. And then focus on the things that matter to the people in this country, like health care, which you didn't get done. But I'm not blaming all of that on you. I saw an op-ed piece this weekend about Trump slamming Trump and why the GOP standing up against him against health care. No, that's on them. That's on them. They jacked the pooch on that one. That's on them. But you've got taxes standing out there, waiting, looking, going, hello, remember me, taxes? We're going to do this big reform, 30 years, nothing? You're going to do this now? 23 quadrillion bazillion pages? You can get rid of most of these things, make it simple and easy for the American people? Hello? Two bills, immigration, got through the House, sitting in the Senate when it comes to illegal immigration, including, was it Kate Steinle's law? Katie's law? What's going on there? Regulations? What's going on there? I mean, come on. Let's get done. You didn't get done this thing. You go back to the drawing board. You revamp it. You take your time. You get it done right. You bring more people into it. All the while, you go out and you do other things and get stuff done. That's it. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. It shouldn't be this hard. It's amazing that you could take certain things and make it look difficult. Why? Because you put yourself in bad situations. You do. You put yourself in bad situations. And I'll get people that'll text me, and I'll get people that'll tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. Oh, you don't understand. It was a brilliant move bringing in the mooch. And no, it wasn't. It was poor, and it looks bad. And along the way, you've lost people. People have been fired. You're still having to deal with this Russia crap. You're attacking your attorney general whenever you feel deemed necessary because you think he should have done this, this, and this. And you, I mean, there's so many things you're doing. And you're sitting here and we're like 6 months into this thing. And I'm good with a little chaos. You can't put a bunch of people with huge egos and attitudes and stuff inside the room. And that's fine. I got no problem with that. That's good. But this is more than just a little bit. Time to right the ship. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Email us old-fashioned style, chad@chadbensonshow.com. This is also where you can grab the podcast. Venezuela falling apart. We've acted upon their sham elections that took place yesterday. We got your urban word of the day and so much more. Chad Benson Show.
Have you guys seriously never heard of donuts?
Somewhere in the world, at any given moment, Chad is thinking about sugary sweet glazed donuts.
Mmm, donut.
Nothing new there.
I think you and I are gonna get along just okay.
All assets of Maduro, subject to U.S. jurisdiction, are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
Steve Mnuchin there, Treasury Secretary. Maduro, the guy who runs Venezuela, has ran it into the ground. Chavez started it, but this guy's finishing it. And now it looks like he's on his way to a dictatorship because, you see, socialism is solid. And when it falls apart, the best thing to do is to make sure that everybody understands that you're going to rewrite the Constitution. You're going to throw out any of the opposition. You're going to use the military to quash any type of protest, all because socialism works, except for the part where it doesn't. And when you run out of everybody else's money, then you're really screwed. And lo and behold, we're watching a modern nation with the vast, largest reserve of oil on earth piss it all away. They have less than $10 billion in the bank. Producer Phil, you sent me the most amazing article. World of Warcraft currency is worth more than the currency of Venezuela. Think about that for a second. The World of Warcraft currency is worth more than an actual country's currency. A country that has vast resources like oil because of some socialist lunatic dream. We're watching a modern nation become North Korea. North Korea has never been modern. They've always been well behind everywhere else, and their people have been left in the dark. These people aren't. And they're seeing what is taking place. They have zero opportunity right now to do any of the basic things that you and I would like to do. Most of these people are slowly but surely starving to go down and to get something. God knows how much it costs because inflation is through the roof. Price controls have destroyed any kind of economy there. It's insane. The vote yesterday was a vote that was supposed to give the people back the power, but instead he won. They said 41% of the country voted. It's amazing. The opposition said 12% of the country voted. People were killed yesterday. 10 people were killed yesterday in violence. Mass protests going on today. The military cracking down. It's amazing in this day and age that people look around and say, I can do it better. I'll show you how it really works. It doesn't work. It does not work. Speaking of working, we do it each and every single day at this time. We make it a little bit easier for you to work on the streets with your lingo and your language. We call this our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Phrase or word of the day today is slave to the gram. No, it's not talking about drugs. It's about Instagram. People who are a slave to the gram, willing to go to the most incredible lengths to get the best picture whatsoever to put on Instagram, including risking bodily harm and or potential death, just so they can get an amazing picture. Somebody jumps out of an aeroplane naked. Oh, they're a slave to the gram. That's your urban phrase, A.E., the word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
I love it. I just Maduro, keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing in Venezuela. We'll watch it crumble. We'll see what happens when there's a civil war. And you can blame the Americans and capitalism all you want, but this is your doing, along with Hugo Chavez and the others who dream of this crap of giving everything away and then wondering where the rest will come from. Text the program, 323-538-2423. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What you're seeing there is the president simply reflecting the mood of the people. Go and poll the American public and find out what the most important issue is to them right now, and it's health care.
It's the cost of health care. It's the cost of health care. That's what it is. There's so many things that go into the rising cost of health care. And health insurance. It's insane. It's insane. So many little things, little stories you hear about. Well, you know, the insurance industry went to the government and said, look, you know, you're going to, we want half price for a lot of this stuff. We want to do this. We're going to be insuring all these people. We're going to do, we need to cut. We need to break. We won't give it to you half price, but we'll double the price and then give it to you what it's supposed to be. Well, all right. We'll make money there. We'll figure it out. It's just crazy. It's all the little stuff in the world. It goes into this, you know, $100 for an IV. Literally, plastic costs $100. So wait a minute. That plastic thing cost you $100. It's a tube of plastic that puts something through it into a $50 bag, into a $75 needle into your arm. Yet this electronic thing that charges my phone, which happens to be more powerful than what went to the moon, cost $2 to make? And it's got electros and thingies mabobbers in there? Maybe you guys should figure that out. Well, you just wouldn't get it. You know, there's stuff. Oh, okay. It's the cost. People are concerned about their health care, but most of us aren't going to get to the health care world where we need it all the time. A lot of people are. But I put it a different way today, and a lot of people responded like, I didn't even think about that. But think about this. You pay $1,500 a month for health care. Some of you pay less, but I'm just thinking family of four, right? Just throw it out there, $1,500 or, you know, whatever it is a month for health care. At the end of the year, that's $18,000. Let's say you maybe spend $1,000 throughout the year. You never met your deductible, so you're paying out of pocket, minus like the copays. So at the end of the year, you know, $19,000, maybe $20,000. What would you do with an extra $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 in your pocket? What would you do? Would you buy a new car maybe? You know, say, hey, you know what? I can afford a new car. Would you maybe do some shopping, put that money back into the economy? Would you put money away for the kids, for college? Put money away for maybe buying a house in the future? What would you do with that money? Think about that for a second. If you had an extra $8,000, $10,000, whatever it is, depending on how big it is, maybe you're just a single person, you're paying $600 a month, right? You had an extra $3,000, $3,500. What would you do with that? Could be a car payment. Little things like that. It's insane. But we worry about what? We worry about the health care. Yes, we'd like more time with our provider. Yes, we would like better access to our provider. But I think when we see our provider, we're pretty happy we don't get enough time with them. That's the frustration part of it. But it's the cost. Don't do anything to deal with the cost. You watch them fight and debate and argue all day long, but they're not doing anything to deal with the cost. But if you had an extra $5,000, what'd you do with it? It's like getting a raise. Wow, that'd be huge. Yeah, I didn't even think of something like that. Talking Head shows this weekend had all of the usual suspects on it, like this lady. Minority. Leader. And Squawk Box. Nancy Pelosi.
There is, in Senator McConnell's, one of his bills that he had, the repeal and replace, he had a provision that we can all embrace.
I don't know what he had that we could all embrace. I was curious about that because that's the first I'm hearing that there was something that even the Democrats would have embraced. That's the first time hearing of said thing. Producer Phil, to my mind, did you hear anything over the last 2 weeks that there was something that they would embrace, the Democrats?
Not a word.
Okay, must have been hidden deep away in the bowels of the Senate somewhere far, far away. Far, far, far away. Probably under the ethics book is probably where it was at.
Was it provision to cover the cost-sharing reductions? Extend the reinsurance, which is very important. It has about short-term stability, long-term stability.
Short-term, long-term, long-term, short-term, short-term. Well, at least they're recognizing the fact that this isn't going to work. All the while when they talk about this stuff, it's all about who can we keep on, who will lose, 22 million people are going to lose. Well, wait a minute here. CBO came out last week. I didn't hear anybody talk about the fact that they estimate 15 million people. 15 million people would opt out if there wasn't the mandate. That all of a sudden, that 22 million goes down to like 7 million. Well, that doesn't sound the same, right? That doesn't sound horrific. But again, you won't hear any of that stuff. You're not getting that kind of coverage at all. You're not getting any kind of coverage like that. But all the while when they talk about this, remember, it's 1/6 of the economy. And how much of it is your paycheck? How much of your paycheck every month do you spend on health insurance, whether for you or the family or whatever it is? How much? Some of you are blessed and are fortunate because you've got a great employer that carries a lot of that stuff. Others, no, not so much. Pay it out of their pocket. They feel it every single month. And don't think those employers don't feel it either. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's crazy. You know, it is. I sit there and I laugh and I just say to myself, you know, this is what we've got right here. This is what we've got. We have got this kind of stuff going on, and we're talking about a Scaramucci. We're talking about yet another firing or dismissal or resignation or I don't even know what you call it anymore. At the way, it's a revolving door. When you get there, they should give you a name tag and tell you don't buy a house, rent. You're not going to be here very long. He's not. You're not going to be here very long. I saw an interesting article about a homeless mom in San Francisco. And she's like 33, 34. She's homeless. She's got a baby, like a newborn. You know, they want to take it away from her. And people are appalled by the sight of it all. And you know, it's a question I ask on Facebook. You can go there, check it out. Chad Benson Show. Go there, like it. Should they take the kid away? I think it's a fair question. It is. I think it's absolutely a fair question. That baby didn't ask to be born into that situation. Why are you having a child? You're homeless. Why are you having a child? Why are you bringing a child into a hopeless, horrible situation? Is it because you don't want to be alone? I think it's a fair question. It is. A lot of people chimed in about it. Well, you know, Chad, people do this because of... No, I find it to be kind of more than just a little disturbing. You know, I think we all feel the same way for when we see dogs. How many times would you drive down the street and you see somebody is homeless and they have a dog or two? And for a lot of people say, well, they use that for protection or you know, they're lonely. As you know, again, you these animals, these people didn't, they don't want this. This isn't what they ask for. It isn't. And it's uncomfortable. And think about this. If you had there's a baby that's weeks old, living on the streets with somebody. And people say, well, you shouldn't separate the child. You shouldn't have had a child. Once again, choices, right? Choices. Here's what one person says. The mother and her baby should be given a home. A mother never should be separated from a child unless she brings deliberate harm to them. You're homeless. You knew you were homeless. You got pregnant. I find that to be pretty deliberate. I do. Where's the father? Shocker, not around. Should be given a home? Is that what we're doing now? Should be given a home? Are we going there? Another person says people shouldn't reproduce. Many people shouldn't reproduce. I'll tell you that right now. No, she should be given help. And for her dog as well. It's insane. But I love how people run out. Like, why aren't you offering to put her up? Because chances are she doesn't want that kind of help. The article I read, she didn't. And I just found this whole thing to be very intriguing. Once again, it just goes to show you, you have to have a license for everything, but you don't have to have a license to reproduce. You don't have to have a license to reproduce. And the problem is the stupid and the struggling tend to reproduce far more than the brilliant, the bright. And that's scary. Idiocracy, producer Phil, you're right. I mean, we're getting there one idiot at a time. One idiot at a time, we're getting there. And I was looking at this article and I just shook my head and I thought to myself, you know, they paint the picture as if some sort of noble thing, right? That what she's doing. Never really asking the question of why in the hell did you reproduce when you knew you were homeless? Why did you do that? Who's going to pay for this? Why would you bring a child into this world when you have nowhere to live? Why would you do such things? And if you care so much about the child, why don't you give the child up for adoption? To a home where somebody could take care of the child and give that child everything it needs. Why would you do such things? But you can't ask a question like that anymore. You can't, because if you do, you're a jerk. You're ridiculous. You're horrible. You're mean. You have no empathy. You have no heart. No, I'm honest. I could look at the child and I say, whoa, what the hell are you doing with the baby? What are you doing with a child? And I guarantee you, and it says in the article, people have tried to help. She didn't want that kind of help. It's amazing. It is. We are heading towards idiocracy. The circle of stupidity. Over and over again. Poor choices after poor choices after poor choices. It's crazy. It is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Saw a movie that got panned this weekend. I'll let you know what I thought of it. And them some lips. Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony. It's Chad Benson.
You text the program, 323-538-2423. Talking about a woman who's on the streets, who's got a newborn in San Francisco. Should she have the baby? Fair question. I think it's wrong. Texter writes in, if she lives on the street as a matter of choice and has no desire to change, they should take the child. Well, you know, I mean, it's insane. Another texter says, I agree with you. Another texter says, was she homeless before she got pregnant? Yes. Yes, she was. In and out of places like a lot of people do. And there's just an element of society that is fringe. Right? There's an element of society that is very fringe, and maybe it's drugs and alcohol, which is mostly the truth about drugs, but sometimes it's also mental illness. But not too many people I know who are sane individuals do you find roaming the streets and living there and staying there for long. You may fall on hard times, and you may for a little while, but you're not choosing to start a family out there. And that's crazy. And I know why some people get dogs, because they feel like it protects them and it gives them companionship. And, you know, I'm sorry. I think that's wrong, too. I do. I think it's cruel. But you can't say those kind of things anymore, because you've seen, you're a jerk. You got no empathy. Whatever. That's the way I feel about you. Chad, you're such a jerk. I am very saucy today. I am. Speaking of saucy, speaking of spicy and not Spicerson, this guy, this is a show called Botched, and I was stunned. All right, this guy is, he likes plastic surgeries, but he's become addicted to one particular part of plastic surgery.
I feel like every time I get them bigger, I just keep wanting them to be bigger and bigger.
People are always like, you have so much fillers in your lips. I'm like, no, I don't.
They're just not big enough yet, and I don't know why they keep telling me that they're so big, because I honestly don't think they're big. I mean, look at it. They're not that big.
This is why the rest of the world hates us, right? The rest of the world hates us, because I was sitting there watching TV last night, because we have things like this, you know? People, we flush drinking water. What? Yeah. A lot of world doesn't have that. We do. We have people who go and get their lips bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, like this guy, who, as you can hear, I believe is fabulous.
And I told them the size that I want my lips to be, and they refused to put that much fillers in my lips. It was dangerous. I know it's not dangerous. I've seen people with bigger lips before. I walk into the room, I need to have the biggest lip in the room.
He looks like a grouper. Right? Or a big mouth bass is what he looks like. And his doctors have told him, nah, we're not going to do that to you anymore.
Are you able to actually close your mouth?
Yeah, we're not going to be putting any more filler in Jonathan's lips today.
So what are the chances you're going to listen to us and not do it?
I still want to go bigger with my lips. To be honest, it doesn't really scare me much. I think I'm still going to keep going and get them bigger. I mean, I know that there are people with bigger lips than me out there. And what's going to make me happy is getting bigger lips.
And they're located in an aquarium. by the way, just to let you know. And rivers and sea, that's where they're located. They've told them, if you get bigger lips, they're going to fall off. I would like to see that. I'm at the point now where I'm like, go for it, dude. Somebody's got bigger lips. We'll Photoshop just to see how far he can take it. I want to see if his lips get so big, so massive, that maybe we could pull his lip over his head. How cool would that be? Chad, that's being rude. It's being honest. That's why the rest of the world hates us. Because we have people who are like, I'm a horrible human being on the inside. But it's okay because I've got so much plastic surgery. I'm being remodeled. That's what I am. I'm being remodeled. Don't mind this. This is being remodeled right here. I'll get to you later. I was going to fix myself on the inside, make myself a better person, but there's no reason for that. I saw the movie, The Emoji Movie, with the boys this weekend. Jack and my two little brothers went out and saw The Emoji Movie. I liked it. It got panned a lot of places. It was fun. I don't take a lot of this stuff serious. I'm amazed at how, I'm amazed at how crazy some of this stuff is that people, when they start looking at a lot of this stuff and they just overemphasize, they overanalyze and it was a stupid, fun movie. It's meant for like 10-year-olds and 7-year-olds. And it's an hour and a half of just kind of funny stuff. Get over yourself, people. 844-DIG-CHAD, text the program 323-538-2423. Now, if you don't mind, Phil and I are going to go get some liposuction, and I think I'm going to get some collagen put in my lips. What do you think of that right there? Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.